for him, he seemed positively cheery yesterday, or certainly relatively so, considering how most of his, testimony on the Hill has been of late. But he was up on the Hill yesterday, and basically said there are, these signs of life are coming, both from the consumer and housing sectors. He did say that employment is going to be sort of the last thing that would recover, although he interestingly said he thinks it will peak before it hits 10%, which is, could be good news. I mean, some people were saying 10% even more. But basically, he's saying that consumers are starting to get used to this economy, and they're starting to buy again, albeit at lower levels. The other thing he said that I thought was particularly interesting was that it's going to be a slow recovery.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to come with a big jolt.
No, and bounce.
So when we're seeing that in the gross domestic product, the consumer spending was up about 2.2%. Was that it?
Right. And that they expect that the gross domestic product, they're going to have a drop still in the quarter we're in, the April to June quarter, but a less negative drop of 2%, before they return to positive growth in the third quarter as consumer spending improves.
So that's the expectation.
Right. That's a big change from before. I mean, there was talk that we may be, having this negative, the drop in the GDP throughout the year. Now they're saying by the third quarter they expect it to be in positive territory again.
Well, I think there's probably a lot of basics that people are going to have to get to buying. For example, they may not buy iPods or that kind of thing, but tires for your car, at some point you just have to buy them.
Or a car.
Or a car itself.
Right. And the other thing is they are starting to see, for the first time, they said in 3 years, the spring housing market, which is traditionally a good time to buy a home. People, if they're going to buy, start looking in the spring. They're starting to see for the first time some selling in the spring. And, of course, they're seeing the refinancing of homes because rates are so incredibly low. And when people buy homes, they buy all that stuff to put in their homes. So that's they hope that will be a help with consumer spending.
Did the Fed chairman say anything about the banks and how they are faring on the stress tests?
Yeah, he did say he gave a couple caveats to this generally upbeat predictions. One was that he thinks conditions in financial markets have improved and a gradual recovery of the banking system is underway. He said any reversal on that front would really hurt the recovery. So he said the stress tests are going to be very important, I think, and we're going to see those for these 19 major banks and financial institutions tomorrow, we expect.
Yeah, we're already hearing that Bank of America may have to raise $35 billion in additional capital.
Right, which seems like an incredible amount of money to raise, but apparently, there people are saying it can be done. Interestingly, the White House has made the point again this week that it believes it won't have to ask Congress for more money for banks. Now, first of all, I don't think they really think that they would get it, so maybe you shouldn't ask if you don't think you're going to get it as part of the equation here. But Bernanke said yesterday he supported this conclusion that banks should be able to make it on, without another TARP at this point.
Well, Jody, did it come up that the banks in raising money from the whatever markets they raise it from would have to have a different set of conditions than, say, the car companies? Because in the case of Chrysler that went into bankruptcy, the secured bondholders were worried about not getting anything back.
Right,
because
right.
The unsecured owners, which is the union, got the stock.
Right.
And so you can't have that situation and also expect the banks to be able to go to the bond markets or any of the investment markets to raise money.
Right. Well, that was an interesting situation with Chrysler. However, one wouldn't assume it would happen too much because, frankly, there aren't that many unionized industries. I mean, it was a particularly structured kind of situation there. One thing that was said yesterday was that banks that can't tap private markets can convert some of the government's preferred shares into common equity, which may be able to help them. So I think there's, the banks are a little bit of the wild card on this. This is really, if they can continue to do well and don't have to come ask for government money again, things are looking better. But if we see some major problems with the banks, I think he's saying that the recovery, and I think this is an opinion shared by economists, the recovery will be jeopardized.
We're talking this morning to Jody Schneider, senior editor of Congressional Quarterly, about some of the testimony on Capitol Hill yesterday from Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke. Is there any indication about lending loosening up? Are we starting to see, banks really, get a little more free with their lending, not just for housing, but for small businesses and for college loans? Or has that all been restructured now?
Yeah, I think there's a general sense. This didn't come up too specifically in the Hill testimony yesterday, but I do think there's a general sense among economists that things are loosening somewhat. The banks are, you know, because they are less stressed, if you will, that they are able to lend more. But there's still a lot of, you know, that's still something to be seen yet. And again, we're in a quarter where we're still probably going to see negative growth, and part of that is due to the tight lending conditions.
And Jody, I wanted to ask you about the political aspect of all this. Let's say, okay, beginning early next year, the recovery does begin in earnest. General Motors, Chrysler, the banking crisis, let's assume or postulate, will be behind us. And all this great news comes just in time for the gear up for the midterm elections. What are people saying about that?
Of course, the Democrats are hoping that's the case and that they can point to their stimulus and other kinds of proposals and their push early in this term that would have saved the economy. But it's still to be seen. And, you know, it's even though these are signs of hope, I think, you know, we're going to still see higher unemployment. Even Chairman Bernanke was saying that yesterday. And that's what people notice. But the economy to most voters is still, you know, what
my
are gas prices, my job, my ability to buy a house, my ability to pay my bills. And if they don't see those things, the Democrats will lose some seats, most assuredly. Now, of course, historically, too, in the midterm election after, you know, a new president, the party in power, particularly when they control both chambers of the Congress, does lose some seats. So that's sort of the expectation. We'll see how the Democrats try to deal with that.
You know, the interesting part about all of this is that we still haven't really convened, or no one on Capitol Hill as yet has convened an investigation to the causes of the financial crisis. We keep hearing, you know, bubbling up, you know, yes, the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee is going to convene some sort of panel to investigate the root cause, but yet we don't see anything happen. Don't you find that strange? I mean, I do.
Yeah, and I also had thought by this point they would be more into making changes to the regulatory system as well.
Yeah.
You know, there was a lot of talk about that during the campaign, both the congressional campaigns and the presidential campaign. And now, you know, that they've been off and running, we haven't seen much of that. Now, when you ask people on the Hill that, they say, well, we had to deal with the economy first. You know, we've had to deal with the stimulus and you know, the budget, and the president wants, you know, us to head out and into healthcare territory. And, you know, these are more important things. But I think maybe what's happening is they're going, you know, this regulatory question is a very complicated one.
Right. And you know, short selling, they say, is just a clarion call for for the future of the company.
Right, and also, what kind of new system do you come up with? Do you have this so-called super regulator? Last week, Mary Shapiro, the head of the SEC, said she doesn't think that's a good idea. That can cause other kinds of tensions. Think we're better off with a couple more strong regulators in different places in the financial system. But yeah, again, we haven't really heard a lot about that. They seem to be ducking that question, at least for the moment.
Well, although there is news today that the SEC has brought its first case of insider trading in credit default swaps.
Right, which is interesting. I do think that there's pressure on the SEC, and the speech I heard from SEC Chairman Shapiro, she was saying that this is the thing that they are doing. They are beefing up their enforcement. They're going to start going after these targets. And I think that's what we'll see. Again, I think everybody's sort of sidestepping the how do you fix the regulatory issue for a little bit. Although, again, in election years, you know, they don't like to do this. So this is the year to do these things. In 2010, I don't think we're going to see a lot of major changes on the regulatory fronts or other fronts.